possibly that not only drop one point, but you possibly drop three?
I think so. Certainly in terms of, you look at the second half performance, but there was certainly different contrast between the first half and the second half. And before we go anywhere, I've got to congratulate Queen's Park, who I thought in the first half nullified us. They got about, they were hungry, they were closing down, they were pressing. But that is something that we really relish at Clyde Football Club. I feel it brings the best out of us, and we just couldn't find a rhythm. So I've got to give Queen's Park a lot of credit for that. I thought in the first half that we, the possession that we did have, the decision in possession was poor. You know, we tend to go sideways rather than look to penetrate, and we'd picked areas this week where we felt that we could get at them, and you know, we'd their homework as well. You know, maybe in the fact that they pressed as aggressively as they did, stopped us. But that's where we've then got to come up with. We've got to be intelligent in how we adapt. You know, can we turn them slightly? If you're not getting your own way, you know, you've got to come up with solutions and how to deal with that. Second half, we did do that, and you know, an absolutely fantastic response for the players. But we can't have the level of performance that we get the second half and no have it in the opening.
Was that the same at Berwick last week?
Last week down at Berwick, I thought we started the game too well, too much possession. So there comes a sense of, you know, that, you know, it's, whether it's a sense of feeling like it's just a matter of time, you know, but I think at times when we've got as much of the ball as we want and I see it going sideways, I think we look vulnerable at times, you know, when it is cut out. The second half was a wee bit different because although we had a lot of possession, it was more penetrating. You could see it. We kept Pepper in their box. But once again, I've got to give them enormous credit because I thought their defensive performance and their collective performance in the second half was immense. You know, Mark Roberts can certainly be proud of them. The big boy McLaughlin, I thought, was outstanding, you know. Not only his defending, but the way that he was flinging his body on the line. So you've got to commend that. And I thought if the game had went a wee bit longer, how long could they have held out, you know, in terms of that? But they did, and they've got the 3 points. So we've certainly lost points today. Whether that is certainly three, but whether you're saying to me, you know, whether one or three, the stat is that, you know, we pick up 0 points today. So it's certainly a slip up for us, but it's got to be something and an education that we learn from. And that's what we said to the group in there. You know, last week we come in for Berwick and maybe just in the way that the game went, being 2-0 down and then coming back and winning the last kick of the ball, you're delighted. You're you know, it's a different dressing room, but you don't tend to digest it and why you got the result. You know, you're just jubilant that you got there. Whereas when you tend to get a defeat, you dissect it. And that's a great learning tool, not only for myself and the staff, but even the players. You know, we've got to just, we can't just keep riding on the crisp away that you know, you only look at your performances when they're poorly. We've also got to try and better that second half performance that we had at Berwick last week. We've now got to try and get to the levels at which we reached the second half today, but with an end product. And I thought we had enough chances to get something out of the game. I thought it was a soft penalty, but I can understand that the referee, Kevin, has given the referee a decision to make with a wee nudge, you know. And I'll be honest with you, when it first went and the delay, initially when it was there, I said, oh no, but when I didn't hear the whistle, I says, oh, we got away with it.
And then he pulled it back.
And then he's pulled it back. So, you know, they either go for you. And today, you know, last week, everything fell into place for us, particularly in the second half. Today, in the first half, I was really disappointed. And even at the sideline myself, because once you cross that white line, you're very limited to what you can do. So when you see me as quiet as that in the sideline, you know, my head's thinking, how do we exploit it? How do we change this? You know, and that's where it was. In the second half, as I say, I was pleased with the performance. I was pleased with the response. I was pleased with the pressing. I was pleased with the penetration in the areas that we tried to get. The only thing that we didn't have was that end product, but we did certainly have plenty of opportunities to do that. So we've got to just dust ourselves down again and go. Is that the first quarter over?
Yeah.
First quarter over, and you know, 6 wins, 3 losses. So sometimes you maybe look at that also and you maybe say, you know, wins are better than drawing games and whatever. But, you know, we're certainly still find ourselves up in that area where we want to be. But I think this is an important part of an important quarter coming up now, you know, with the busy Christmas period, the colder weather and that coming in. I think this is where squads and all the teams in the league are going to be challenged.
The fact that everybody's now played each other, so the next set of games all have an idea of what they're up against as well.
Yeah, it certainly does. It certainly does. You get a little flavour for everyone. I must admit, you know, I'm delighted in terms of the progression and where we are at this minute in time in terms of the performances and where we want the players to be. But we won't stop at that, and I won't let them stop at it. And, you know, I've got to look at, you know, my defence in terms of I'm giving the big boy McDonald a lot of credit. I thought their two strikers, to be fair, were a wee bit of a handful today, particularly in the first half. And I'm looking for my centre backs to be dominating that. And I think at times when you have as much possession as what Clyde are getting at this minute in time, you can just enjoy a game of football, you know. Whereas, you know, they're there to stop the opposition getting into key areas with high levels of concentration, and that's what we've got to do. But, you know, we made one or two wee changes just there at half-time, the same as what we did it last week, and sometimes you've got to do that to try and get yourself back into the game. And as I say, as I felt for long, long periods, it did work for us, but we just didn't get the end result in the manner we did last week, you know, and that sometimes works for you, sometimes does it. But taking nothing away from Queen's Park, I thought it was an absolutely terrific, gritty performance with him.
What did the referee say to you? Because at first it looked as if he sent you off in the first half.
Oh no, it was because Alan was out doing a coaching point in the technical area. Is that big at Hampden, two of you kind of be in the same technical area at the same time. So
30 yards back, to be honest.
Aye, that's all. It's only ground that you've got to come with and then get your heels resoled. So that's not much walking at you there. Anything else, gents?
Nice. No. Your time, Danny.
Great. I think Martin's coming in.
Is it smashing?
Great. Your bestie, pal. Cheers,
thanks.
Danny.
Cheers.